Well, shake and bacon. Welcome to Internet Explorers. My name is Nick Scarpino, and I'm joined today by Joey Noel. Joey, say hi to everyone.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, everyone. Oh, hi, Mark. Is there a Mark out there? I'm sure Freeman's watching.
I hope there's a Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. How many people tortured you with that after that movie came in the UK?
Oh, I want to say everyone.
Everyone.
Literally everyone.
How are you feeling today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
It's a Thursday. I mean, I am feeling good considering I had contractors working on parts of my apartment building this morning at 7 a.m.
That is the worst.
Yeah. I got a text at 7:10 like, oh, by the way, there's going to be people in there at 7:30. I'm like, oh, they were 30 minutes early.
Yeah. You know what would be awesome? If they were there at 9:30 instead of 7:30.
So
you
could,
that would have been great. So then I was like in the middle thing of like, I'm going to lay in bed, but I don't really want to get up and be productive at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, hell no.
And then
you do that twilight sleep thing where you're like, the noise is done, you go to sleep, and then a noise comes back. You're like, no, I'm back up.
Yeah, exactly. So that wasn't great, but then I just got up and like kind of got ready for work.
They've been working on the apartment next to mine and above mine.
Oh.
For, I kid you not, 6 months. 6 months. On and off. So it's like if it gets to about 10:30, you're like, maybe they're not coming in today.
Mm-hmm.
But then they started coming in on Saturdays, and I was like, that can't be legal.
Ew.
Like, what are you
That's
doing?
That's even worse.
That's the worst.
At least during the week, it's like,
it's like at 11 o'clock on a Saturday, you start hearing some banging. And they listen to the worst / best music ever.
Ooh, like what?
80s Power Ballads.
Oh, this is very exciting.
It
That's
is.
Awesome.
But after the third week of 80s, from a night in shining armor.
There's only so many times you can hear certain songs. Yeah.
I'm like, pick another song.
But what if they just played, how many times do you hear She's Like the Wind?
I haven't heard that. Well, that's like a quieter song, so that can't cut quite through them carving out a window.
Okay.
But something about Bryan Adams and Peter Gabriel it just does it for me.
Vibes really well.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching Internet Explorers today. This is the show we do here on Kinda Funny, where we explore, we go for a stroll, we explore the internet, we look through some of the clips that you all have submitted to us, and we look through a bunch of clips that make us laugh all week here in the office, and we want to share all those with you. If you're wondering where Tim is going to Toronto right now, along with Andy and Greg. They are going for... they're going to be there for 3 days. Go over to kindoffunny.com/events. Actually, let me see. Do we have that on the thing?
We do have it on the thing.
You know what,
thing.
Kev? Why don't we bring that up?
Would you call this segment, Let's Go for a Scroll of Housekeeping?
This is housekeeping. That
there
sounds
you go.
Great.
Thank you.
I'll also give a shout out to our Patreon producer today, David the Mind Freak Mindtel. Thank you guys so much for supporting us over there. Toronto, we are at the Greg and Tim and Andy will be at the CNE Gaming Garage powered by AMD. That's the Canadian National Exhibition. Check out. Oh, yeah, I guess it's all here, right? Here's all the stuff they're going to be doing.
Everything you could ever want to know about this event is right there.
Holy calamity. That is a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of information.
My goodness.
But it seems really fun. One, Elise Willems was texting me the other night being like, it's crazy that the guys are going to this because this was like an integral part of my childhood.
Was it really?
Yeah. Like everyone goes to the X is what they call it.
Oh, that's so cool. And that sounds a lot more like drugs than I think Elise probably wanted it to sound like.
But that's what I think that's like their Twitter handle. That's everything. That's just their brand.
Of course, we also have PAX West coming up August 30th. I believe Greg will be there. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone. Are you going?
Mm-mm.
No, I'm not going to make it up this year.
No, just Greg. I've never been to PAX West.
It's so
only ever done South and East.
PAX is one of those things where I actually used to really enjoy going to PAX. Unfortunately, I never get to go these years because Greg needs a break for me. But PAX is so fun because it's just like a citywide party.
Yeah.
And there's not really anything to do except for just hang out and
Seattle's
see games
cool.
and just chill. And Seattle's an awesome town.
Also, just to be clear, that's not true. You
what?
Could absolutely go.
Oh, yeah. I could go if I wanted to.
Yeah. Okay. Just
yeah.
making sure.
That's just my it tends to be it just unfortunately happened to be the weekend I got married. So like there's a thing I got to do every weekend.
Every August. Added complication.
Every August 30th, I got to do a thing.
Yeah, PAX always seems fun. One day I'll make it to PAX West. I like all those city on the water places.
It's awesome.
The Seattles, I imagine.
It also feels like the entire downtown area is built on a hill that slopes downward toward the bay.
That's fun.
It's cool. It's very, very cool. What else do we have coming up?
Maybe one day
I'll
go.
Oh, we've got London.
And then London, which I still need to talk to you about that one.
Yeah, we'll figure that
out.
We'll figure that out.
And then we'll have
the other Toronto trip on there too.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, we'll figure that one out later.
Yeah.
Also, next up on housekeeping, we got some cool stuff coming to the store. If you go to kindoffunny.com/store.
We have all of these shirts.
Well, we have all these shirts.
Do we maybe have more things dropping on Tuesday?
I think Andy wore the KFAF shirt yesterday.
He did. It's so cool. Fun. I love it. That's and maybe the blue hoodie's coming back.
The blue hoodie is, in fact, coming back.
Andrew Francis.
Which is great. Because my sister-in-law stole mine.
I feel like that's the thing that people get stolen from a lot. Because I think
hoodie.
Greg's got taken from someone, mm-hmm. by someone. It's a great hoodie. It's so comfy.
They're just so cozy.
Do you still have yours, Kevin?
I have like three of them.
How many has Thomas eaten?
Just one.
He's eating the whole hoodie? You're like, how?
How did you eat the whole hoodie? He likes to make like 1-inch holes and stuff.
I don't understand that. Is that a universal cat thing or just a weird
cat?
Cats
just like to... He's just bored, I think.
He's just bored.
Does he have toys?
Yeah. He doesn't touch them.
Not as fun as eating your stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Bring this next thing up. It is Streamy nomination time, ladies and gentlemen. And we were joking around the other day on KFAF where we're like, you know, this is the greatest show on the internet. Maybe someone. And then someone went ahead and made a link for us.
That was Cameron Kennedy.
Super fan made a link for us, which is great. So you can go to either. Actually, you go to kindoffunny.com/GregSucks. That's Greg, S-U-X. That'll get you there. Joey made that link. What's the other one?
It's GregSucks.
KFAFforStreamies.com, I think.
Yeah, there's that. And then there's Greg Sucks, all spelled out, or Greg Sucks, like the way we spell it.
So anyway you want to spell Greg Sucks,
yeah,
you can get us there. It'll autofill for you, KFAF, in the comedy category. You fill in your information and then submit it. We'd love it if you guys nominated us. Not for the least of which, it'll just be the joke that keeps on giving. If we win a fucking Streamy, here are the things that are going to happen. One, Kevin Coelho, we're going to rent a tuxedo for him with a penguin.
The tails.
I own
top
a tuxedo.
Hat, tails.
Do you have tails monocle. On your tuxedo, Kevin?
No, but it's a plaid. Green plaid.
It doesn't
tuxedo.
Count. We need tails.
I need you in like a Bugsy Berkeley.
We want you to be the Monopoly man.
You need to be the Monopoly man. He's going to go up there. He's going to accept
slash
the award
Mr.
on
Peanut?
The show's behalf
no,
as the war does. As the director of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to air all grievances he has with me and Andy. Mm-hmm. Mostly probably I would
just
imagine
just the two
me.
Of you?
I would imagine it's mostly me. I don't think you have too much to say about Andy.
I mean, I got some words.
You got a couple things to say about Andy?
Yeah.
You know, it would actually probably make me feel better if he had just a couple things to say about him. If you didn't spend the whole 90 seconds talking shit about me.
You saying that makes me now think that maybe I don't have any things to say about Andy.
I just feel like if you're going to air grievances, what could you possibly have? Andy's too cute? Like, what is it? What is it about Andy?
I'll probably go 87 seconds just talking about you. And then the last three, I'll just be like, oh, yeah, and the other guy sucks. And I'll just leave. I'll probably leave, like, the fake award.
Here's what I want you to do. Take the award, put it on the stage, walk away. Yeah. Do I put this here?
Oh, no, I was going to toss it. Just, like, literally be like, all right, bye.
I think that's heavy.
Yeah, yeah, I
know. You picked up Greg.
Don't toss it. I want the award because I want to put it next to Greg's stupid trendy gamer award.
That's not the real award. Remember, that's the trendy awards. They'll send it to you later.
They'll send this one later.
Because they mail it and it's all engraved and pretty and nice.
So here's the real reason why I want a Streamy for everyone out there listening to my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Is just... And this is just, and it's, do you tell me if this sounds catty?
It does.
You tell me if this sounds.
I already know what it is.
I feel like I know what it is too.
Who wants to guess? You want to guess first?
I do too.
Yeah.
Because you want something to go next to Tim's 30 under 30 and Greg's trending gamer.
Oh, I forgot about Tim's 30 under 30.
Yeah.
Well, Tim didn't get like an award for 30 under 30. He's going to talk about it for the rest of his life. Sure he is. It's mostly just to have an award that's bigger, hopefully in size, not necessarily in stature, mm-hmm. but in size. I want a physically bigger award than Greg's Trending Gamer Award because that thing weighs 40 pounds.
It is ridiculously heavy.
It is extremely impressive.
It is the most heavy, sharp object, unbalanced object.
It has a lot
of
unnecessary points.
It's just pointy.
And jagged edges. It seems like that's a very bad...
Have you guys ever looked at the Streamy Award? Like what it actually looks like?
Do you have a picture?
It on Greg's desk all the time.
No, the Streamy Award.
Oh, no. Sorry. What is it? Oh, bring it up. What do I have to Google?
I just Googled Streamy Award. It looks
Streamy
like an
Award
Oscar.
Plaque.
Charles Jacobson coming in hot on Twitter saying that fan nominations for the Streamies end tomorrow. This is a very timely conversation.
I guess they
having.
Have different variants.
Is this what it looks like?
That seems really basic. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I like that. That's cool.
It looks like, I mean.
It's the same pose as Greg's.
It's kind of like an Oscar.
Minus the
wings.
The wings.
And I feel like that's a huge difference.
Yeah, because Greg's can fly.
We could get yours like a hoverboard or something.
Who do you think? Who's hosting the Streamy Awards this year? That's what do I really want to know.
They do have hosts. I feel like last year was maybe like the Try Guys.
Let's see. The Try Guys to host 2018 Streamy Awards. That we don't know who's 2019.
Well, I mean,
they announced that in October, so I would imagine we're a few months out from figuring out.
I don't have any clear concept as to what Streamy Awards are, how they work, or who gets them.
They're kind
but
of
I want one so bad.
I only really watched the last one because I like the Try Guys, but it was very showy, high production value, lots of costume changes.
Was that the one that Sugar Pine 7 won?
I don't know. I don't know if they won last year or the year before.
Let's check it out. This is what Internet Explorers is. This is what we do.
We explore
Sugar Pine 7 Streamy? Streamies.
One of the autofill options is
Sugar Pine 7 wins best show at Streamies. And yeah. Steven Septic is just like, oh gosh. Oh, I did
and
it.
And that looks like 2017.
Why are you doing this?
Because I love Steven Septic.
I know. Why are you being?
Because I'm fucking with him. This is what we do. This is what Internet Explorers is about. You find something and you just pick at it. Pick at it.
Oh my gosh.
It's like an ingrown hair. This whole show is an ingrown hair. Oh, Sugar Pine 7.
Here we go.
That's great. In other news, Tim put this on here, and I don't know if he updated it or not. So we're just going to assume it's 281 days left until May 22nd. That is, of course, when the next Fast and Furious is set to launch. Shout out to this team. They look fantastic. One notable person not in this, though, and I don't respect it, is The Rock. And that's bullshit.
You know he's not in it, though.
I know. It's bullshit. Because he has all Hobbs and Shaw. How did Hobbs and Shaw do? Because I've heard people say it didn't do
well. Mojo.
We could find out.
I think it did well.
Did it do well?
I
but did it do
so.
Well? Because Tyrese was like talking shit about it, right?
Yeah, but like whatever.
But Tyrese always talks shit.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So I feel like he'd talk shit about it no matter what.
God.
Now here's the thing. I can't remember.
If you just go to Box Office Mojo, I think it's one of the like premier ones that are on there, and it'll show a comparison to one of the other
ooh,
ones.
Oh, that's not good.
115 million on its first 2 weeks.
It's not good at all.
For a 200 million production.
I thought he put something out. Okay, so here's the full. Okay, the full worldwide is 338 million.
Can you just hit the Box Office Mojo on the top left? And then scroll down. I'm sure it's one of these. Oh, it's not.
I was just on the page.
No, I know, but I was saying like it'll compare it to one of the previous movies on this thing. It's not there.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
The Showdown.
Yeah.
It's not there. Oh, yeah, it's right
is there.
There
more Showdown
Hobbs and
options?
Shaw. So Hobbs and Shaw.
If you scroll down, there's more Showdown.
This is the Tuesday box office. Looks like it's made $338 million worldwide, and it's been out for a couple weeks. And it's on a production budget of $200. That's not great.
What kind of numbers are you looking to see?
Ideally, I think what they're looking for is when it's done in theaters, probably closer to, I would imagine, $700. Is what they would.
Is there like
be
a ratio?
For.
Like,
why don't you look at what the last?
No,
let's look
ratio,
at what. Let's
like,
look at what the last Fast and Furious did. Kevin's correct.
Do you want like?
I like how we're just doing
triple.
Screencast now. But you know what? This is what. Fast and Furious.
Screencast doesn't usually go over numbers.
Yeah.
There he is.
We
let's
like
see.
Math.
Fast and Furious. No, what the fuck. Well, let's just look at Fast and Furious 6.
Why?
Worldwide, why 788 million. So we'll see.
Let's look up so you can go down and look at weekly. See right? No, I'm sorry. It's up. So, there's tabs right there.
Mm-hmm.
Weekly is one, so we can see what it did. That was weekend.
Oh, that was weekend.
Yeah, weekly. Yeah.
Sorry, thank you.
And then you can kind of see and compare what it did.
So we presumably it came out this week.
Yeah.
So I guess it's on track.
Yeah.
Gross today. Yeah. We'll give it. I mean, it's still in its theatrical run, but we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how they do, how this goes, just as far as like, is it Fast and Furious fatigue? Is it Rock fatigue? Is it just going to pick up some speed?
It didn't.
See what I did there?
Feel Fast and Furious enough for me. I still liked it, but it didn't. There was something missing.
Yeah. Was that thing? Quarter mile time.
It's definitely possible.
Was it him?
It might have been him.
Well, either way,
it's just
we're
the whole family together, you know?
It is the whole family together. It's that dynamic that's mm-hmm. fun. And, you know, I don't know. The Rock makes 50 movies a year, so every once in a while, we'll see.
They're not all going to be.
Am I excited for Jumanji? Sure.
Did you like the first
I don't know
Jumanji?
That I'm excited
sure.
about it, but I will
it
watch
fine.
It.
The thing about The Rock these days is that I just like, I think I've come to the conclusion, mm-hmm. and this is a hot take. Uh-oh. So everyone get out your fucking oven mitts because this thing's coming out of the oven hot as hell. I think I just like The Rock.
Oh, super hot.
No, but what I mean by that is I don't especially like him in anything. Uh-oh. I think I just like The Rock.
So you'll just pretty much see him in anything.
I just go to support his movies, but I don't like I don't think I look forward to a Rock movie anymore. But like a Rock movie, like, I used to be like, oh, the Rock's in something. That's fun and charming and cool. But now it's like, okay, like I'll watch Ballers. That's fun.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't feel like I ever think that any of the Rock's movies are like going to blow my socks off.
Panzer G2 asks, has it released in China yet? I think it has, because I think I thought I saw him tweeting about like thanks to China on gramming about that on his Instagram.
On the gram.
So I don't know. We will see. Ladies and gentlemen, that is The Rock's problem, not mine. I have much, much smaller problems than that.
It's 260 days until May.
Nobody would have done the math. I know. Nobody cared. One person in the chat would have, or in the comments of this video would have been like, hey guys, you guys got it off by 20 days. And it's like, we don't do math here. Do you understand that? Did you watch yesterday's KFAF and try to see us figure out how to weigh shit?
That scale freaks me out, man.
That scale's terrible.
Why does it go up like to 28 ounces?
Because it's a male scale.
Oh, man. Male's weird.
Male scale. I know. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is Internet Explorers. Of course, we're watching live on Twitch. We're going to be interacting with the chat here and there. A quick reminder, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. If you're watching this on YouTube, this doesn't necessarily pertain to you unless you have Amazon Prime, in which case, pause the video right now, go link it, and give us that free subscription. You got to do it every month, but it really, really matters. We still see those numbers coming through, and we really appreciate you guys supporting us over there. So thank you guys so much for that. What were you going to say, Joe?
I don't remember.
A couple things.
Yes.
Premieres in China August 23rd is what a couple people in the chat are saying.
Copy that. Okay, so that's gonna help.
Second off, there is in fact, I looked up days till May 2020. It is in fact 281.
Oh. Joey just said it was 260.
Well, Joey's done.
I think I just might have put 2020. I might have forgotten the date.
This is a great show.
We love math.
Oh, you probably put May 2020.
Yeah, that's
off
what I put.
By 22 days.
Yeah.
Or some close to that.
It's fine.
I'm glad we figured that out, everyone. Can we figure out how many days it is until we go to lunch today?
Ooh, what are we going to do for lunch? Are we going to do something special?
Here's my thing. Everyone's gone.
Yeah.
And when everyone's gone, this place is so relaxed.
I know. So we go and get a really fancy lunch and enjoy it.
That's what I'm
do
thinking.
Did we ever get a fancy Here's, lunch?
No.
Well, we I mean, always, I'm
something something,
like,
something pops up Chipotle. Where Andy's stupid computer blue screens. And then Andy's like, boo. And then Andy waits 18 hours to tell Kevin that the thing's blue screening.
I tried so hard.
Like, but he's gone.
Times.
He's gone now. So, and I booked a haircut appointment for 3:30. So I have a lot of time.
Okay.
So we'll have to figure out, we'll have to strategize what we want to eat. But I'm thinking something in the fresh fish, poke bowl arena.
I wish that I liked the poke bowl place.
We'll go to
office.
A different poke bowl place. We'll go to the one in the mall.
It's the same
That's
chain.
The same one.
I missed the place that was by the grocery store. That was
I know, that place was thebomb.com. All right, let's get into it. We've been doing this show for 22 minutes. Let's actually go for a scroll. The first section is Kevin wants to show you some stuff. I have not looked at any of these. I just looked at the names and decided that I wanted to just look at them live. if I'm hosting this show in Tim's stead, I'll look through everything, plan everything.
Yeah.
And just make generally a better show. Mm-hmm. But today I was like, no, let's just, I trust Kevin.
I think
when it
comes
Joey
put this together, right?
No, Tim put it together this together. Yesterday. I edited my section.
Got it.
Because there were some things in there that I had sent in like April and May. I was like, we don't need to talk about this anymore.
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Does
this
he
is
have
amazing.
Like, he looks like a stegosaurus.
That's
really
awesome.
Cool. Really goddamn cool.
When are you going to do this for
Thomas.
What's your cat's name, Walter?
Thomas. You know his name. Why is that
calling
funny?
Him Walter?
Why is that funny for you? You calling
Joey
him
laughed
name.
At it. That is amazing, Kevin. All right.
That's crazy. That's
I awesome. Love it.
Next up, we got a Belgian car race. This sounds fun.
I love the way that Tim names these.
Okay, what is going on here?
I don't even remember any of these. Oh, this is two RC cars
and a drone
following them.
It's very loud, so I'll say that.
We don't have that kind of technology.
He just lowered it. How cool is this?
It's completely unnecessary.
I mean, that's your opinion, dude.
It's completely unnecessary.
A lot of people say this show completely
unnecessary. How do people do the RC cars? How do they know where they're going?
They have to have cameras on them, right?
On the cars?
I would imagine.
Or maybe they're expert drivers that just like...
They just feel the road?
Yeah, they have the controls down. But like the fact that the drone is also fucking flying like crazy...
Yeah.
...is really interesting.
All right, this song's giving me a headache. I'm clicking off that. Here's what I'm going to say right now. I'm gonna bring up one of my clips. This is Nick Wants to Show You Stuff. This is the dangers of having a drone.
Talk about drones.
Hold on a sec. Here we go.
Oh my gosh, this song.
I know. This song's probably going to get us claimed, but...
It's pretty low. Oh, okay.
Here we go.
What are they doing?
The drone's running out of batteries.
Oh.
And it's about to just softly land in a lake.
Oh my god, the song is so perfect.
It's so perfect.
Is he gonna get it?
Oh, that was so close.
Wow. Isn't that great? That's the danger of having
Dang.
That drone.
But like, here's the thing. If you have a good drone, it's programmed to like go back home before it runs out of batteries.
Yeah.
Well, not all of us have hundreds and thousands of dollars.
What? No, a good drone costs you $700.
Maybe that drone was maybe that was his home. Maybe he lives in the park and he's a man that lives in the park.
It's true. Maybe so he lives on a houseboat.
Now. No, the owner lives in the park somewhere near. And it was
what
like,
I meant
I'm
by
land right
home,
here.
I meant you program like this is space.
Yeah, that guy clearly didn't know how
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, I know.
He's dumb.
Yeah. DJI, man, they make great drones.
Next clip is called Truck Up. Let's take a look at this bad.
What does that mean?
I'll get the paperwork in me, Cheryl.
Oh, you know what? This one's a little long.
Kevin, it's 4 minutes long.
Go jump forward. It's
oh,
just
shit.
A truck that doesn't understand how big it is. Just crashing, literally like crashing into this building.
Oh my gosh.
Clearly doesn't know what he's doing.
I've done it.
That's, you've done it?
Look at, like, he's destroying the storage unit.
This guy's an idiot.
And then if you jump to the end, the guy just leaves.
He just takes off and leaves.
He leaves the truck and it's like, oh, it's a rental too.
Wow, that's a lot of damage this guy
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
What an
Dang.
Idiot.
Don't you need like a special license to drive something this big?
No, you can just
no.
rent them.
No, no, I think for these size you do, right? Like this nah. is a proper trailer truck.
I think you
That's crazy.
I mean, let me see in there. Yeah, maybe.
Is the name Truck Up a joke on Fucked Up?
Maybe. This guy trucked up. We don't know how to drive.
Right.
This was like the time that Kevin and I went to the movies and that truck hit like a bunch of trees.
Oh my god, that was scary.
We were at Metreon and had like all those trees on the sidewalk lining over by Mel's.
Yeah.
This truck just came and like hit a bunch of them and they were all shaking and it was very scary and we probably shouldn't have been walking there.
I'm glad you guys survived that.
Yeah.
It sounds very
We had ice cream that
scary.
Had been like rolled for us.
This next clip is just called Nicolas Cage. So how could it be bad?
Never on Tuesday.
This is a movie.
He explained it to me once. It went like this. See, your intake of food is different than
Is Nicolas Cage in it?
Yeah.
Is that Nicolas Cage?
No.
That? No.
That's a nice Testarossa.
How you doing?
Is anybody hurt?
No, everybody's fine.
I guess somebody left.
Oh man, that's all right. Got everything under control.
What the fuck is this?
That's like an actor, right?
I mean, all these people are real actors.
Oh really? I don't yeah. recognize them. Anyways, he's just being really weird.
Why does he have a big nose? Was this like a deep fake?
No.
I don't understand
no,
any
no.
of this stuff.
I think
this is
a
real movie.
That's a real movie?
1989 American comedy film written and directed by Adam Rifkin.
So this guy like, that's Peter
video.
Berg right there. Peter Berg's like a big director. And he's an actor. He does like ballers and shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so.
But who the hell directed this movie? Now I'm going to look it
Adam
up.
Adam Rifkin.
Go towards the end. I can't remember if there's anything funny that happens at the
I
end.
Don't think anything happens in this.
Adam Rifkin, who has done.
Too far, but okay.
I'm just skipping around. Nope.
Nothing he's just really weird.
Particularly.
I thought
Never on Tuesday is what this is called.
Yes.
What an interesting.
It's a direct to video movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. That checks out.
What's the thing?
Claudia. I don't know any of these people. Yeah, I see Peter Berg's in it. That's cool. That must have been one of his first movies. The synopsis is after their cars collide on a desert highway in the middle of nowhere, two friends and a woman they both like must wait for someone to pass by and help them. Unfortunately, those who do stop turn out to be criminals, eccentrics, or wackos. This movie should never have been made.
That does not
terrible,
sound like anything I want to
terrible premise
watch.
For a movie. You know what's super fun? Being stuck in the desert. On the side of the road with no one to come help you. That sounds like a great comedy.
The only time that that's a good movie is when it's Breakdown. But that's because Kurt Russell is a badass.
Not a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Scary movie.
True. I know, but so good.
That's scary. All right. Let's see here. Next up, Nick wants to show you stuff. This is something that popped up. I know it's an older video, but I have never seen it before because I'm old. So we're just going to watch it. And Kevin, get ready to have your mind fucking bended.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
This is insane. Okay, so the guy's walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Here he goes, walking up the stairs. Boom.
I don't.
I mean, is it insane or is it just a little bit of editing?
Is it editing or is it twins?
Just wait. Here we go. We're going to go with her. Now, she's clearly walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
But you understand how video editing works, right, Nick?
This is a continuous cut. I mean, continuous shot.
I've actually seen a breakdown that shows where the cuts are.
How do they do it?
I mean,
so it's actually a cut?
Yeah.
Oh, there might be a cut right there. I thought they just built the staircase like an MC Escher thing.
No.
That's still crazy, though.
No. There's no way.
What?
How do you do it?
She's freaking out.
She would be on a slant, but she's not.
That's what I was thinking. Like, does this actually go down when you think it goes up?
No, this was someone's like school project. Like,
is there a breakdown of it?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Let's
the
see
name
what people
of
are
it.
Saying in here. Hold on.
There, the commander something does like. Oh yeah, see right there.
What?
Underneath it, that second tag.
This one.
Yeah.
Deconstruction.
Yeah.
Cool. Fuck. Let's watch this.
Well, I mean,
I'm just gonna scrub through it. God, ads.
Commander Disillusion is what I think the
this
guy's called.
Stairwell Deconstruction. So let's see.
He does awesome breakdowns of these kind of videos.
Who is this guy?
I mean, he's a YouTuber that makes
just a random.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
and it's like thorough breakdowns. What?
So this is just
kind of
trickery.
Video they love.
This is just trickery, is what this is.
100%.
Trickery.
Well, that's not fun. Why is it trickery?
Well, I mean, because like this was someone's school project that they worked on.
This was what they teach kids in school? I could do this with an iPhone.
No, but like, what if you
asshole.
Look at the video, clearly there's a lot of work being done.
Nah, it's super fucking easy.
Okay.
Do you want to do this next week for Internet Explorer? Do you want to make your own?
Absolutely tricked you 100%.
Well, I didn't know if they had actually just built it so that you think you're walking down. I thought it was an art installation thing.
Oh, no.
Have you ever been to the Mystery Spot in Santa Cruz?
No, but it sounds exciting.
It's like one of those places where they're like, oh, the gravitational pull is different, but it's all of those like weird perspective things.
Yeah,
where
it's
it
just
looks
optical
like,
illusions.
Yeah, but it's
like,
really cool.
The place is built on an angle, but like designed to hide that angle, and like the fence in the background is also in that same angle.
Wait, he's following her? Is he following her? I mean, I love this dramatic reenactment.
I like their little like
things.
People sorry, wobbles that they have.
So he just put a cut right there where he rounds the corner.
And he
like
masked him in.
Oh, he composited the guy in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's not as fun.
And it's like, yeah, look at the discoloration on the walls, distance.
There was a lot of numbers that went into that.
There's a lot of really good work being done.
Well, it tricked me. Because I thought someone actually had to physically build this thing.
But like that, it's a whole story above and below. Like, can you imagine the angle that would have to be?
That's why I was excited about it. I was like, that's cool. Like, maybe they painted it so it looked like it was going upward, but you're going downward and you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's just flat. Yeah. Who the hell knows? But now you've ruined fucking Christmas for me, Kevin. Are you happy about that? What are you telling me? Santa Claus doesn't really want me to sit on his lap? That old big man?
Why? Why do you
doesn't
have
want
to
me
go,
to sit on his lap?
Why do you have to go oh, no. sexual
I go
so
where
fast.
I want to go. I'm like the fucking old Wolverine. What's the chat saying here? I like how it's just a bunch of identical twins doing this.
Yeah.
The Prestige with Nick and Johnny Hayes.
Oh my gosh. Great movie.
What is this mystery zone you were just talking
it's
about?
It's called the Mystery Spot. It's in Santa Cruz. It's really cool. Look it up.
You should look it up.
I mean, we're looking it up right now.
The Mystery Spot. You've probably seen like the shitty bumper stickers
on
people's cars.
I mean, what's crazy is their campaign of bumper stickers is absurd.
Yeah.
Like, you can just fly?
No, like, again,
it's all optical illusion stuff, like balls rolling uphill. It's fun to go.
Why don't you Google our YouTube videos?
I'm on their site, Kevin. This is what they want us to see. I'm on the site.
Yeah, great. There's a bunch of, like, pamphlets and...
But it's all stuff like that where it's like,
oh, shit, man.
Oh,
how do they do it? How do they do it? How are those people standing like Michael Jackson? Remember how he did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, this actually inspired that.
Ow. Did it really?
No.
That would have been fucking awesome.
If you ever
awesome.
Want to go to Santa Cruz, you
He's
know.
Like, Michael Jackson came to Santa Cruz like, people, I saw the Mystery Spot. I'm going to put that in Betty Jean in Bad. Which one was it? Bad. Smooth Criminal. That's what it was.
Was it Smooth Criminal?
I didn't get any of them right.
Was it really?
It was Smooth Criminal, yeah.
You got there eventually, and that's the important
smooth
part.
Smooth Criminal was the shit.
But yeah.
I know we're not supposed to like Michael Jackson anymore, and, you know, for good reason, but...
I mean,
Smooth Criminal was the shit.
See, that one stretches me out where he's, like, bending backwards. Not that
no,
one.
Which one?
That one?
They're all bending backward.
No.
The dude on the chair.
On the chair. Go down. Bottom.
This guy.
No.
That one.
Yeah, that one. Go ahead, like, click it. Don't be afraid. Go ahead.
Well, now I'm scared.
See, he's not weird. Like, I don't understand how that works.
It's not.
I think they got it right before he fell. I think he fell on his asshole. I want to go to the mystery spot. This sounds fun.
This sounds like a KFAF bit.
This does sound like a KFAF bit.
I still want you guys to go to the zoo and rank your favorite zoo animals.
Oh my God, I love that idea.
I love the zoo.
There's lots of things I want to do. I want to do a favorite dipping sauce one too, but Andy doesn't like dipping sauce. So you guys are going to have to say, Kevin, what's your take on dipping sauces?
I love it. What are you talking about?
All right, we're doing it. Yeah. You and Mike are doing it.
Now, here's the question someone recently posed to us. I don't remember if it was on a show or not. Oh, it was. Dipping sauces versus, is guacamole a dipping sauce? Is what the
Yeah, we talked about that. A Patreon submission for the post show, and you'll have to watch that.
Mm-hmm. I think that was on the full show.
To see.
I'm pretty sure it was the full show.
Was it the full show? You'll have to watch to see this Friday.
Now make a bunch of mouth noises for him.
Why?
Horses are fun.
No, okay? I hate horses.
Are they?
Well, they make mouth noises.
Yeah, but I don't, they make me very uncomfortable. I once got yelled at.
Very uncomfortable.
Well, I
feel like we need to dive into
that.
I'm about to dive into it.
Okay.
I once, me, Tim, Cool Greg, were at Yosemite.
Yeah.
We were jumping off this bridge into a river.
Yeah, that seems legal and safe.
Hey.
And exactly where horses
are. It seems like park rangers not have a problem with that at all.
Nicholas, let me get there.
Yeah.
Let me get there.
Sure.
A bunch of people were doing it, right?
Sure.
Like, it was just like, it looked like everyone was like, this was what the spot where they did it, right? And then we get this ranger, okay, comes over on his
ranger Dan
comes
doing
over
his job keeping everyone safe
comes over on his high horse
Safety Steve,
literally
is the
on his horse won't get off his fucking horse and now he's yelling at it, literally yelling at us, being like, we got to pull dead kids out of here all the time because like people, like at least once a year a kid breaks his neck and dies in
good
this. And we, so, like, you got to stop.
You know my
doing
thoughts
it.
On that.
And I have a horse's face right in front of my face.
Scary.
And it's so hard not to laugh because I don't know if you've ever looked at a horse's, like, into a horse's
They're
eyes.
Goofy.
As a ranger in a full ranger outfit is yelling at you.
That horse is an officer of the law, so you have to respect his authority.
You do. You can't punch a cop horse.
I would not punch a cop horse. There was a video I put on last week's episode that Tim didn't want to show because he's like, you put too many violent videos on there, but there's a horse knocking a girl out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, a horse will kill you.
Just straight knocking a girl out. Just
we've
bang.
All seen.
But
John
I believe it's,
Rick.
It's a federal
do.
Offense to punch a horse.
It's the
I'm
same
pretty
thing
sure
with, like,
it's illegal to punch an animal, period.
Dogs.
Not
you punch
as
animals.
Illegal to punch a
It's more of a
animal.
Misdemeanor to punch your dog, I guess. Do you guys see that YouTuber that punched your dog?
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
Which one?
It's pretty fucked up.
Some girl. It was on Twitter last week. Some girl, I don't know her name, but got in trouble because she accidentally uploaded a full video. And in the video, instead of cutting it out, she would, like, abuse her dog.
How badly?
I didn't watch the video.
To the point where I would have been like, if I saw someone do that to a dog, I'd be like, hey, you got to stop doing that. I would stop it. She was like, slapped the dog, spit on it, and then later kicked it.
No.
But, like, it was a big dog.
Yeah.
So maybe like a 90-pound Rottweiler or something like that, and
but
she's a smaller
still,
person.
Like,
but still,
feelings.
Train
I'm
the dog. Train the dog.
Sometimes I grab Thomas by his scruff, the scruff
and throw him against
neck,
the wall.
And I throw him on the bed.
He likes
it. I don't think I like that either.
Honest to God, he lands on the bed and just, like, lays down and relaxes. I think he likes it.
We'll never know because technology has not evolved to the point where we can communicate with cats yet.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
so we'll just
so
have to take
cool,
it by
though?
The fact that they're eating people's sweatshirts that maybe they have anxiety because they keep getting thrown in the fucking air by the giant that comes home once a day.
It's not like I'm throwing him like 15 feet. It's like 6 feet. Just toss him on the bed.
Man,
yeah,
cop
but imagine
horses.
Someone like
I would love
five
it.
Times your size throwing
Joey,
you 6
I would,
feet.
I would love it. Look, first of all, in high school, I had a friend that was a giant. He was like 7 feet tall, and he used to pick me up, and I enjoyed it. Hunter Pence, that one time, carried me like a baby. He didn't throw me.
I don't know
me,
if I believe
but
that.
I would have liked it if he did.
So the horse came over, but the horse didn't say anything. The horse didn't scream.
No, but that's the thing. The horse was
didn't
staring.
Say anything.
The horse was staring at me in the face because I was right next to the horse.
Do you think you could have taken the horse? You think you could have fought
no.
the horse?
Are we bringing
it?
Back
no,
horse
not a chance.
Just
no.
one good fucking
nah.
like right in the chin?
Never.
Just like, not like good fight, but like when the people do this shit.
Nick, I know you're a man who has great movie taste. It was hard to say.
So good.
Sergeant Bilko, you ever watch that movie?
Fucking love that movie. Make the bad man stop.
Oh my gosh.
When
they elevate the horse.
They elevate like the horse up. And they do the horse, what is it? The
horse, oh, the tug of war with
tug
the horse.
Tug of war with the
yeah,
horse.
Yeah, it's great. But Sergeant Bilko, very underrated movie.
Is it?
Fun Steve Martin movie.
Is
second
that Goldie
only.
Hawn?
What's that?
Goldie Hawn?
No, you're thinking. No. Well, that you're thinking a movie that's way before that. Sergeant Bilko was a movie that he made. It was like him. What's his name? The guy that died, unfortunately.
John Candy?
Oh, no.
Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman played the bad guy.
So good.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd plays the general of the base. It's basically he's a sergeant that's basically running scams on a base. It's like if Tim was in the army. And like everyone would love him.
There's nothing I cannot imagine.
But like exactly. Doesn't want to do any physical activity. He's the leader of this platoon, this squad of like motor pool, where basically they're doing like gambling and shit out of it and making money off of all stuff. But everyone loves him and everyone knows him because he's the one that provides the fun on the base. Uh-huh. And like the general just lets everything go because he's kind of an idiot. But then, of course, Phil Hartman's character comes and is like, I'm going to crack down on this stuff.
Mm.
And then that's where hilarity ensues. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused, of course, ladies and gentlemen, with my other favorite film in that genre. Mm-hmm. Down Periscope, which is a Kelsey Grammer slap. It is a slap.
Is it still?
Great movie.
Still?
I mean, I haven't watched it in 5 years. So
that's surprising. I would have expected you would have watched it.
Those are gems that, like, Sergeant Bilko, I watched, I think, 8 months ago because it popped up on Amazon Prime or like mm-hmm. Netflix. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, like, oh, I need a little something to turn my brain off, so I'll watch this. It's Steve Martin. He's great.
He's so good.
It's so funny. It's fun. They don't make fun movies like that anymore, man. Now everything has to be like, you know, cars and guns and shit.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I like what they did, the dynamics of him and his girlfriend, and how, like, she was like, you just fuck around. Like, that's all you're going to do.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend that, like, mm-hmm. he's been engaged to for, like, 5 years, and he keeps standing her up at the altar because he keeps, like, he just
forgetting.
Is scared to get married. He doesn't forget. He just gets he's scared. And at the end, they rush him into it and like make him get married. And it's fun. It's anything more fun than just making someone marry you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really like good. It's a very enjoyable movie.
It's
though.
Very, very enjoyable. Down Periscope, also very enjoyable.
I've definitely seen this cover multiple times.
You know, you might get it confused with the one that I get, honestly, and this is not a joke. I get it confused sometimes with the one that Damon Wayans did. Where he's like a Major Pain, I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's very kind of a similar concept, not really.
I don't know what Major Pain.
I'll look it up here.
We can just look it up here. Hold on, Major Pain, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, that is the one with the one you're thinking about.
Let me see here. There it is. Yeah, this got a great scene where he's like he plays like this kid's stepdad, like he's dating this kid's mom, and mm-hmm. the kid he walks in, the kid's like screams at night, and he walks in. And the kid's like, there's a monster in my closet. And he takes a gun and just shoots the closet.
Oh,
and he goes,
God.
If he's in there, he ain't happy. It's fucking funny.
Oh,
this
my gosh.
Is what formed my formative years, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Next up, we've got Joey wants to show us some stuff.
I have so many things. You can skip the first two because I feel like
they were.
You don't
want the streamer boundaries?
I feel like they were timely like a month ago. And
just
now
let's
they've
see
kind
them.
Of been, okay,
see
fine.
Them.
Right, you Kevin, don't need to watch both of them. So this is a Twitch streamer girl.
Oh, this is great. I'm glad you're actually.
You have to rewind it so you catch the beginning.
Are you straight, bi, or single? I am not going to answer that because here's the thing, right? Breaking news. Hold up. This is what this is actually.
Oh, she has a breaking news graphic.
Welcome in. I am a female on the internet, but I don't want to date any of you. It is possible for people to be on the internet and not want to do the horizontal tango with one another or with any of you guys. So. I'm not gonna answer that. It's none of your fucking business. It doesn't matter. I'm a gal being a pal on the internet. And if you like my content, you can hang out. You can even subscribe. You can even just
yeah,
not
you don't have to watch the whole
that's
thing.
That's awesome.
But it's super funny.
Here's what I'm gonna say this right here. Hold on. Let's pause this.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
I agree with her message.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's awesome. I would like to watch her content. Having said all of that, I'm gonna take all of that. Push it aside right now. What the fuck is this thing? And how do I get one? What is this thing?
Totoro, yeah.
That's a Totoro?
Yeah.
Miyazaki?
Yeah.
Do you want one? We can get you one.
Wait, more importantly, that is some of the coolest, like...
Graphic stuff
that I've ever
seen. Camera changes?
The camera change? That, like, her timing is fucking perfect.
I think she does it all with a stream deck.
Yeah, you can see her hand moving at the time. Because, like, I've watched these videos a couple of times to try to figure out the mechanics behind it.
Yeah.
Extremely impressive, and it's God, we're useless. You know what I mean?
I want a Totoro.
Now Nick is looking up Totoro.
Yeah, now Nick.
Yeah,
just,
see, I know what a Totoro looks like. What's on
Nick,
its head?
It's the little bird friend.
But it's black.
I've never watched Totoro.
I thought
so
the bird friend was white.
I don't know.
I gotta watch more Miyazaki films.
I know, me too.
You can buy like a giant turtle.
You can buy like a what are those things called? Beanbag chair sized one.
Yeah.
Like the Snorlax.
Yeah.
We should get one for the office.
No.
We should. We'll put it in Tim's chair.
Oh, love
It'll
that.
It'll be great. What's the next one?
It's the same girl. I don't remember what is different about the second one. I think it's a different graphics
transition.
Package. But I mean, she does all these like cool.
Dude, they're so
things.
Good.
Thank you so much for a hug. Hi, listen. Do you want to know how much it's gonna be for a hug? That's right, you guessed it. It's gonna be $19.90. Fuck off. Nobody touched me. I don't want to be touched.
She just does all these cool graphics person, things that I think are.
I love this extreme close up.
I can't believe how good she is at timing it too.
Mm-hmm. I'm like a goat. I will pass out. I spook easily. And if you do come near me and you want to, it's hover hand only for a photo. All right, just a single hover.
Overhand only.
Hover hand only. Let's none of that. So $19.90.
I just like that she put all this work into like making
it's awesome.
Like clearly this girl gets this question so many times.
I mean, she has to, right? Like that. Oh god. Guys, listen, just don't do it.
Don't be weird.
Here's the thing. I've said this multiple times. If you're out in public and you see someone from the internet, and if it's anyone but Kevin, just don't touch them. If it's Kevin, go up, give him a big old slappy kiss right in the mouth.
Remember how that might end for you?
That is
much stronger than I look.
To the point where it's like, I want you to try to get some of his nose involved in the kiss too.
I am just well like, trained in flipping people over.
Like if you can just get a good seal around his mouth and start to suffocate him a little bit.
I hate this conversation.
That would be great. Good
a
for her.
Good
what is her name?
Seal around his
Amber?
Mouth.
Amber.
Paladin Amber.
Paladin Amber. Good for her. Everyone go give her some support.
Echo Chloe in the chat saying, if you see Kevin, give him a Swedish fish. Now that
I mean, that
I
is a, that's a friendship move right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's some shit I get down. Some of my best friends I've met because they've given me food.
You know, here's the thing about Echo Club. Lovely having her in the office.
Yeah.
Did a great job. Mm-hmm. Her taste in candy, utter rubbish.
What?
The Swedish fish,
what's wrong with Swedish fish?
Is disgusting.
No, you're
it
disgusting.
Is, and I'll say this. I say this delicately.
You're not,
so as
right
not
now,
to,
just to be clear. You're not saying
so as not to offend Chloe's delicate sensibilities. Chloe, they're the poor man's Sour Patch Kid. That's what they are. They're a Sour Patch Kid that forgot to get its clothes on. That's what a Swedish fish is. It's got a weird spice to it. I don't understand.
You're thinking of the wrong thing. Swedish fish aren't spicy.
It's got a weird taste to it. It's not a spice. It's like a weird.
It's a weird waxy kind of texture.
No, the texture I don't mind.
I love that texture.
It's got like a cinnamon or like a something that's got too much of a bite for me.
I haven't had a Swedish fish in a very long time, so I feel like very out of the loop.
Here's what I'll say.
Cool Greg,
you
say?
No,
I'm a gummy bear kind of girl. If I'm gonna have something of that texture,
that's what I'm saying. See, here's what I'm saying about the Swedish fish. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've never had a Swedish fish and not wanted it to be something else.
I feel like Swedish fish bear. Is more of a like a fruit snack texture.
No, nice. Swedish fish is probably good for you leave them outside and mm-hmm. they get hard and you put them underneath table legs and shit when they're no, not balanced.
You
that's what they're
them,
good
you
at.
You eat mm-hmm. them with like a nice Coke, you know, a little bit of soda, something
a little,
like
19, a little 1989 Coke.
Yeah. I was going to say, my problem with gummy bears, okay, is that there's a pineapple one that looks a lot like two other ones.
Yeah, that's so also the problem with jelly belly
knowing
beans.
Knowing the shade, the exact shade of
the
yellow
pineapple
that
ones
is,
are the best.
No, pineapple ones
fuck
the best.
That. They're disgusting.
No,
pineapple,
they're the best.
Pineapple
they
candies,
taste like
great.
Pineapples. You know what I mean?
Why don't you like pineapples, Kevin? Isn't that your thing?
Have you not heard a story?
Kevin loves pineapples.
I've told you this.
I thought you loved pineapples.
No, I hate pineapples.
Kevin, why do you hate pineapples?
When I was in preschool.
Yeah. They made you just eat nothing but pineapples for 4 days.
One day we had pineapples as a snack, and I ate it, and it cut my tongue because, you know, pineapples can do that if you don't prepare it correctly. It cut my tongue?
No, that's not a thing.
Did you not know that?
It's not a thing.
No, yeah, it'll cut your tongue.
Not
are you talking
thing.
About like
I've
the
eaten,
acid?
I've yeah. never prepared pineapples in any specific way. I never had my tongue cut.
You got to prep it.
If
right.
you eat like a shit ton of it, I can see
no,
how
I
like
think if it has
did you eat the whole pineapple?
I think it had the middle part.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Okay, see, that's what, so
but I don't
was,
think that'll cut your tongue.
It fucked up my mouth for like a week.
Like
and
did you eat the did you eat the outside part? You're not supposed to eat that outside part either. The part that has a little Sharpie scales on it, or the brushy part on the top, the little bush that has a little pubic hair on
you
top.
You know you're getting worse, right? I don't know what it is, but you're just getting worse.
So tired.
And it's so hard to be around you.
I know. It's terrible. I'm a terrible human being. Pineapple candy is great. I'll tell you what I love, the pineapple lifesaver. Yeah. Oh, doctor.
How can you like the pineapple lifesaver and not like the pineapple gummy bear?
I didn't say I didn't like the pineapple gummy bear. I said the pineapple gummy bear to me is the goat.
Oh, I thought you were on Team Kevin.
Can we talk?
Put a fucking. Here's what you need to do. Get a whole bag of pineapple gummy bears. Put it on top of pepperoni pizza. I'll eat the shit out of that.
Ew, fuck. God.
Clip that out, please, because this is going to be an extra life.
You know 100%. I'm team pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, but now you're going to be.
But now you're going to eat a pepperoni pizza
with gummy bears on
pineapple gummy bears on top.
Deal. Come out. Support us, you fucking cowards. If you don't support the kids, what are you going to support? Guess what? You don't support kids now. When you're old, no one's going to wipe your ass. You're going to have no one left. You're going to wipe your ass against a fucking tree like a dog.
Can we talk about Sugarfina gummy bears?
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
They're the best. That's just a fact, man. They had little sour breaks.
Are you talking shit about Haribo? Is that how you say those?
Haribo?
The gold bag.
I'm just saying they're not as good as Sugarfina.
No, you know,
Sugarfina's too fancy.
Yeah.
Never tried either of them.
And they have the.
I'm joking. I've had the Haribo. I don't think I've had the Sugarfina one, so.
Have you not? But didn't your wife go to Sugarfina all the time?
No. She likes red vines.
Oh, well, when my sister worked at was the manager of the Sugarfina by your house.
I don't think we ever got the gummy bears there, though.
Oh, okay.
Right. The rosé ones are fun.
Oh, my God.
My wife likes like
the
chocolate.
The champagne ones?
Mm-hmm. Also great.
Delicious.
But that's when you want like a specific flavor. If you just want gummy bears, you want Haribo.
Delicious.
Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen, to Joe. Where are we at timer-wise on this show, Kevin?
46 minutes.
46 minutes. Let's get through Joe's stuff. Then we'll read some ads. Then we'll do more. And then we're going to go on lunch together.
We haven't gone out to lunch together in a very long
I know. This
time.
Is the crew here, too. Because what Greg and Tim don't understand is we don't like it when you're here.
Greg never comes to lunch with us anyways, though.
That's not true. They
no,
like
Greg's
it.
Always like, you're like, hey, Greg, do you want to come to lunch? And he's like, no, I packed lunch today. Mm-hmm. And you look over, it's like,
he's hanging out with us.
No, because it's always like a grain of brown rice, chicken, and then a bucket of Nutella.
No, that's not
I don't
not
think I've ever
true.
Seen
why
him
you
eat
have, why do you have to be so,
much
so
Nutella.
Mean?
Really?
Yeah, he eats for breakfast every morning. He has like yogurt and Nutella. He's like, I'm going to make some nice Greek yogurt. I'm like, oh, it's a healthy snack. And he's like, and I'm pour a top of Nutella in. And I'm like, that is dessert.
That,
you're
that
eating
doesn't
ice
work.
Cream.
That's a lot of sugar.
All right, Joe,
yeah.
You got two more. Pick two more out of your little bucket
more?
Here.
Okay, well, then we're going to skip the middle ones and go to the fish slides.
Fish slides.
Because this is one that's been on the internet all week, and I feel like we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
So apparently, this system helps native fish pass over dams in seconds. And they just put these giant-ass fish in these tubes to go over the dams.
But how does it work?
How does it go up?
Is it pressurized? Does it suck him?
I don't know.
Is it water being moved?
I think it might be like a giant water slide.
But like we
and then look,
saw
it just like crashes
yeah, look,
into
look,
it.
Look, there's no water coming out of that end.
Do you think it's suction?
I think it's suction.
It must be suction. You can see right
oh
there.
Oh my God.
There's a big red orange.
Is this a reenactment? This
I has think to be that's a like the, yeah, the
stuck a GoPro on
digital
one.
Thing.
This,
but people
stuck
are talking
a GoPro
about,
to the back. They're like,
oh
well,
my
he's
gosh,
stuck
can
in there.
You imagine?
And now this fish is going to die.
But apparently it like helps because it takes the fish so long to swim upstream and stuff like that. And like, they get like caught by like natural predators and all these kinds of things.
Nature,
but what do you think is going through the fish's mind when it's like, I'm
nothing,
just swimming,
I'm
just living my life.
Here's what I think.
And then it
honestly,
gets sucked up in this weird tube.
Here's what I think goes to the fish's mind.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. And then someone pulls it out of the water and it goes. And then it goes back into the water and it's fine. I don't think fish think anything. I think it just goes,
though.
I'm going to die. I'm not going to die. Cool. Let's rock on. And then a bear comes. Like,
oh my gosh.
I always love.
It's
I always,
crazy.
Sometimes I like to imagine myself as a bear, and I go, I'm not going to try to hunt a big animal. I'm just going to sit next to the stream and just pull out salmon the entire time.
I don't think it's that easy, though.
For the bear, it is.
Yeah, but not you.
if I were
you
a bear.
You as a bear. Okay.
Yeah, if I were a bear.
See, Robin GL says gravity, but like from what we saw,
but how does it go uphill?
That's
not how gravity works, Robin GL.
Once you have the
this
speed,
is not the mystery spot.
Once you have the speed, that's fine. Like gravity will take you the rest of the way, but it's just. It's interesting.
Now I know what this is. I want to know what this is.
Okay, but then you have to let me do the last one still because you'll really like it.
I want to know what this is.
Okay.
This is called Mr. Butterfly.
Turn on the sound.
It's pretty.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
It's the guy like talking to it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Mr. Butterfly. He's Mr. Butterfly or some shit like that.
Can we not hear sound? Oh, it's not.
Oh, you missed it.
Did it die?
Well, we'll just watch it again.
I'll watch it again. Okay.
Look how pretty it is.
The butterflies are terrifying. They look like pterodactyls.
I'm 100% on board of that. They freak me the fuck out, and for whatever
God
reason.
Goddamn Twitter video. What is it about like, Twitter video where it plays perfectly the first time and then fucking buffers the second time? Every single time. Twitter, get your shit together.
Keep watching it.
I don't want to watch this.
No,
anymore.
You have to watch it now.
You're going to really like the end.
Okay. Does it eat his leg?
Yes, that's what happens. The butterfly eats his leg.
Okay.
Look at him. He's hanging out. He's got a new friend.
Oh, no. He fucking stepped on it.
But his voice in the, like, his voice is what makes it really good. Yeah. If he's, like, so heartbroken.
What an
this
asshole.
Is a crazy.
The Bill
I know
Hader,
we've
Tom
talked
Cruise
about.
Thing?
Have you seen this?
The deepfake stuff. Yeah, this is fucking
it's
insane.
It's crazy.
This guy,
I
this
hate
guy,
it.
This, like,
we can
a.
Just skip around to it, too.
What is wrong with your audio? Why are you muted?
For some reason, it doesn't come out of. Sometimes it doesn't come out of the my HDMI.
No, but it's saying muted. Is that?
No, I'm trying to increase it.
Last time we just had to unplug it and repair it.
Tom Cruise, you're working with Tom Cruise. What was
so,
that experience like?
Yeah, it's just
it was
all
amazing.
These crazy deep
like,
things.
We got to dance together.
I have to skip around to find that.
That was
this
amazing.
Is, I saw this you earlier know? And then Drew skipped it in the chat.
He's like, wow. He's just immediately excited.
Right, he's going to do
morning,
it.
Guys. And then Tom Cruise walks
oh
in.
That's, oh,
and even
this.
Those guys are like, whoa, and he's super stoked wow. to be there. You know, just like, yeah, oh, boom. You know, like, he's like,
wow.
This is a trip.
He's
it's
just immediately
for them to
excited.
Go back and forth so seamlessly.
When he walks into a room. And
I don't like it.
I don't
so
either.
So he comes over and sits next to me, and I think he had been briefed on some of the supporting guys, but
wait,
he's gonna do it.
Like
he's
trying
right
to
now.
Place me, you know? So he sat down next to me, and he's like, I love your work.
Gosh, it's so
and I went,
weird.
Oh, thanks. I love your work too, Tom Cruise. You know, like,
I hate this.
Thanks.
Shit's about to get real.
Like
shit's about to get real crazy,
dude.
With this kind of technology.
Between this shit and the other stuff that can actually mimic your voice correctly,
mm-hmm.
I'm of two minds on this.
Okay.
One, it's going to utterly destroy the fabric of reality.
Yeah.
And anything people will. Even more so than we are right now, the lines between what is real and what is not, what is fact and what is lies,
mm-hmm.
will blur so badly that it will cause all of humanity to spiral downward into a fucking chaos.
Yeah.
Or I will never have to be responsible for anything I say ever again. Because it's like deepfake. It was deepfake. People are like, Nick, did you talk about drowning cats in buckets? I'm like, I never said that. And people were like, we can't prove that he said it or not because it's a deepfake. It's on the internet.
There has to be technology to be able to tell if it's a deepfake.
But here's my question. Do we have access to that technology, and does anyone really care?
Doesn't matter, yeah.
This is the thing. Like, people have to care first and then go, oh, that's not real. Like, look at how many times people can just do shit and say something's real, and then it picks up. And then, because people want to believe that stupid shit has happened.
Yeah.
And then when people go, no, that's not what happened. But like, that's the same reason why they print
but
retractions
already,
on like
the 30th
page.
It's already gone viral and it's already done the damage or whatever, or when the fame.
People want to just talk shit about each other. So that's what I'm saying is like, bring on the deep fakes for Kevin. I am in there. Put the milk mommy face on Tom Cruise. I'm in it.
That's not how it works.
I don't know how anything works.
How far do you think we are out from just having like a whole milk mommy movie?
Oh, we're years from that.
Okay.
It all. I thought about this a lot, Joe. Great question. Mm-hmm. Thanks for asking that. I will say that once the FCFL kicks into high gear,
yeah.
and the Lactation Nation comes out in droves to support the milk mommies, I will say that it is then the counter will begin, and it's only a matter of maybe 5 years before Kevin Coelho is starring in the Milk Mommy movie. What's that? What's the idea behind the movie? Very much just a ripoff of a water boy. But he makes everyone drink milk, and then the team starts, they revolt against him because milk is the least hydrating thing you can have.
That seems like a really terrible thing to drink while playing football.
But that's going to be our thing, is we win games in spite of the fact that we're dehydrated and drinking milk. I can't wait for this stupid football thing to go.
All that milk sloshing around as you're running.
This football thing's going to be so great.
There's
going to
be like trash cans
every
5 yards on
the field.
We are going
to be so stupid.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to have a jersey with just Kevin's face.
Ugh. Not Kevin's face, though.
The milk mommy.
Because here's the thing about Kevin, is it's not Kevin anymore. It's taken on an identity of its own. It's the milk mommy now. Did you see the guy that did the art that did Twinkle? Is that what it was? Tinkle? Tinkle. The Tinkle Milk Mommy?
Tingle.
I did not.
From yesterday?
Uh-uh. I'll go back and look.
So good. Oh, it's going to be it won for sure.
Okay, it's going to be on the wall.
It is unsettling. And that, I think, should be the Milk Mommy logo, to be honest.
It makes me feel so uncomfortable, but I want to perpetuate it.
It's kind of dancing, but it's also kind of not looking at you, but it's also like going to eat you.
I don't know that the Milk Mommy ever wants to make like full eye contact.
No.
I don't know if we need
it. It does.
I don't know.
It just doesn't know how. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take a break right now to tell you about some of our sponsors that help bring this show and make it happen every day. The first of which is Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com. The revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest credit card debt. Man, this could have helped a lot of my relatives, not the least of which was, well, let's just say my brother and my uncle got into a little trouble with credit card debt. And I think a tool like this could have really helped them out, especially as they were going through school. Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you, and they understand that. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part, once the loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day. Over 200,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, and make large purchases. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/morning to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/morning. Next up, we have Hims. Here's a problem. Summertime is here. While you may be breaking out that baseball cap for a day at the beach or the ballpark, if you're wearing it to hide thinning hair, you may not have to anymore. Don't sweat hair loss this summer. I like that. Do something now while you still can. 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35, myself included. And guess what? Why do guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing when they can turn to medicine and science? That's where 4hims.com comes in. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. I just reordered my vitamins because those are a staple in my household. I'm also using the finasteride to help keep this thing. Oh, look at this little mane of hair.
Did Andy finally hide them? And I'm also using
the shampoo. What's that?
Did Andy finally hide his from you?
No, he just gave them to me after a while. I just kept asking for them, so he gave them to me. But you guys, if you don't have an Andy in your life to give you these things, you can go to 4hims.com and check out what they have to offer. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to help treat your hair loss. These are well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. You don't have any waiting rooms, no awkward in-person doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. So easy. Answer a few questions. The doctor will review and prescribe you. Stop worrying about sunblock on that spot of thinning hair and do something to help stop hair loss and help promote hair growth. Products are shipped directly to your door, which is great. Here's the order right now. My listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/KFMS. That's FORHIMS.com/KFMS. 4hims.com/KFMS. Lastly, but certainly not least, is MeUndies. MeUndies is here to change your underwear. Not literally, although that'd be a dope service, and I'm sure they're working on that. But it's here to change the way you think about it. They believe undies shouldn't take themselves too seriously. They believe undies should be soft, fit everybody like it was made for every booty. I'm going to read that again because it was so good. Fit everybody like it was made for every booty. That sounds like a cool Greg rhyme. And offer fun patterns that give you the freedom to express yourself. Yesterday, Andy was wearing his pina.
Oh, pina.
Underwear. They were pineapples.
I finally ordered MeUndies.
Did you?
I was like, you know what? Y'all just keep talking about this.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna join. Dude, you got me in on the quip. Didn't lie to me about that. That was great. So I'm excited to try these fun patterns.
Well, there you go. The fun patterns are great. Greg's a big fan. Tim's a big fan. And let me tell you, Joe, good timing for you because MeUndies also believes that every woman should have the freedom to wear whatever cut they want in whatever color they want and whatever size they want. So ladies, rejoice. The feel free collection is here. MeUndies size tested these five new silhouettes on every body type with an ultra soft feather light waistband that provides zero restriction. These undies will be the best thing that has ever been on your body, offered in sizes extra small to 4XL. The new feel free collection offers an ultra soft waistband that maximizes comfort with weightless feel, designed with you in mind. New prints drop every Tuesday, so undie exhaustion be gone. Man, whoever's writing this copy, you are just like knocking it out of the park with each one of these. New Prince every, excuse me, MeUndies also offers a flexible membership that has styles for both men, women, matching your boo and even your dog. They don't even, they don't just have undies, people. They also have super soft and comfy onesies and loungewear, perfect for, well, lounging around. Here's the offer. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Now, back to your show. All right, everyone. This is the portion of the show where you guys want to show us some stuff, which is great. These are clips that have been submitted, and Barrett has taken them all into account and then given us the ones that he feels are going to be great or the ones that we feel aren't going to be good, and we'll just bash the hell out of you guys. How does that sound, Joe?
I don't know how I feel about that second.
Bash, bash, bash.
You guys are too nice.
Bash, bash, bash.
We have, there has to be balance in the universe.
Bash. That's what
we
I'm here for.
We gotta counteract each other. You know?
A lot of people have said I am the Darth Vader. I am the Anakin Skywalker of this office. Mm. Everyone else is going around being like, oh,
fucking
annoying. Let's just have this utopia on this planet. And I'm like, I want to fucking just kill these little stupid kids with lightsabers.
I also hate sand.
I fucking hate sand, man. It gets in all your cracks. It gets in your butt.
It
gets in your butthole, and then you can't get it out, and you got to just scrape it out, scrape it out, scrape it out. And after a certain point, you don't know what you're scraping anymore. First clip comes from DJ Kento. This is from Reddit.
Oh, DJ!
This is an Iron Man clip.
I can't hear anything.
Hold on.
Excellent. Good team effort all around. Go us. All right, Jarvis. But it's only half done.
It's just... Oh, God.
Okay. Well, that's a massive spoiler. DJ Kento. Didn't tell me about that. I don't know what this scene's from.
I think that, like, we're okay with
Endgame.
It's the highest grossing movie of all time.
Literally everyone that wanted to see it saw it.
I haven't seen it yet.
You've seen it.
You're on the interview for it.
He's trolling. Don't let him get you.
I haven't seen it yet.
God damn it.
This next one comes from Tensa. Just the first 10 seconds. Already not. Here's the thing. Qualifiers.
You're going to like this one.
Okay. But we all know how I feel about qualifiers. Skip to minute 330 and listen to
it. I think if it's at the beginning,
all right,
it's fine.
You're right. But I'm just saying, off to a rocky start here, Tenza.
You're going to like it.
It's close.
I hope that kid fucking dies.
What?
Why?
That's a good bit.
That's pretty funny.
There's so many people there. There was
also,
not that many people there when I went.
Awesome. Fucking hit that hard.
But here's what I don't like about the platform 9 3/4. It doesn't look like it does in the movie.
Yeah.
It's true.
It needs to be on there. It needs to be in the thing.
Yeah.
Well, the problem
on the,
is
on the pylon.
Didn't we talk about this in the interview where
she fucked up and put it in the wrong spot? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Why don't you just put platform 9 3/4?
Because
at platform four.
I don't think that station looks like that.
No, I think it does. It's just the wrong section.
She was looking at a map and put it in the wrong section by accident because apparently she was too lazy to go to a fucking train station and do some research for this pivotal part of her book series, JK.
Did she really think it was going to be pivotal?
I don't know. I mean, she was like homeless when she was writing that thing, so who the hell knows what she thought it was going to be? God, she's awesome.
She's so cool.
I love you, JK. Nicholas Blaine gave us this next one. Let's look at it up.
Bam, bam, bam,
let's look at it up.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Oh, it's a cat. Stupid fucking cat. Stupid cat.
Get it out of her fucking...
Stupid cat. I want to see it again. I will say this, Kevin. I will say this. I don't like cats. No. But the cat tongue is hilarious. Because it's
just as a concept,
it's just sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do it? Like when it licks you, you're like, it's kind of like when someone scratches your back, you're like,
I'll allow it. That's a cat thing, including big cats, like lions and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. There was a video about how cheetahs meow, they don't roar.
Yeah. Well, lions don't meow, they roar. There's like,
but like,
there's a difference there, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like this. What do they do? That's a purring, right?
Yeah.
Lions purr, right?
I don't think they purr. Like if you roar, you don't purr.
Do lions purr?
Anthony Capaldo gave us this next one. Let's look at this bad mother. Let's see. This is called "Went on a Cute Scooter Date with My Girlfriend."
Probably put up the volume.
The vol.
Oh my god. Oh, that looked painful.
Yeah, she got some teeth damage on that one.
Oh god, she didn't even tuck her head.
No. Nope. Oh. You guys gotta
don't
roll.
Make me
you gotta
watch
learn
it
how to roll.
Again.
Yeah, brace your face. You I don't want to watch that anymore.
This gotta, is, I wanna watch it again. Scooters are dumb. It's one of those motor this is what I'm saying about this, I saw a couple yesterday as I was pulling my car out.
All right.
I was driving my wife over to an appointment and then we were gonna go out some dinner afterward. And I see this couple zoom by us on these fucking bird scooters. Mm-hmm. They're going maybe, I mean, conservatively like 10 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour. Not crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blowing through stop signs, getting on the curb, off the curb. One's wearing shorts. The other's wearing like a summer dress where you can't move your legs. And I'm like, if you eat shit, you are not protected at all.
Nope.
And if you do, I will call an ambulance because I'm a good human being who's worried that you'll sue me if I don't. But then when you're bleeding out there and I've done everything I can to help you, I will point at you and I will laugh. I will point and I will laugh because you are stupid and you know this is a stupid thing you're doing. Having said that, have we tried to do them, Kevin? Yeah, we have. We tried to get them. The scooters. We tried a Comic-Con. Oh, you weren't there. I think we tried RTX also. But like...
No, I didn't.
The apps just didn't work and they were dirty.
I mean, this is all being said by the man that jumped off like a 6-foot high wall because he thought this is be faster.
Yeah. Check this out though.
Making a good point.
Full mobility and all my look. I didn't hurt myself.
I mean, I'm sure that these people didn't hurt themselves.
Like, you think that woman? You think that girl popped up and was like, "I'm right as rain."
I mean, I'm sure she popped up. She scraped up her face, but I'm sure she's fine. It's not permanent.
She's dead
damage.
Now, Kevin.
Yeah.
Like Alexis famously fell that one time on the scooter.
Has she gotten back on one yet?
I'm sure she has.
That's a different beast, though. Hunter
scooters
are
electric
like, scooters. Hunter
scooters
is like is gas powered with like 50 horsepower. Yeah. That thing was fucking insane.
God, it was
you
so
ever
much
see those
fun.
Things? They're like this big.
Yeah, oh.
And they have like big truck like or like thicker wheels on them, like that like grip the road. They were awesome.
At one point, she had two of them in her old place, and she was like, can you bring your pickup truck and have me pick? And I was like, yeah, I parked like 2 blocks away. I'll take one of these scooters and ride up those hills.
So
it
fun.
Was so much fun.
And again, it's not that they don't look fun. It's just they're like I think they don't adequately tell you how dangerous these things are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when people eat shit on them, they're like, I didn't know. And I'm like, how did you not know? How you don't feel the danger when you're going 25 miles an hour on a fucking unprotected scooter where you got this much about a hand's width of foothold on this thing.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to panda roll like Kevin. Kevin can panda roll right now.
Yeah, it's true, I can.
He'll panda roll around in a circle.
I mean, a lot of people call it a... What are they... Actually, never mind. What do they call it? Somersault? No.
A somersault's technically different, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I don't know. That's a great question, Kevin. We're on Internet Explorers. We're going to figure that out right now.
Also, fun fact. Lions, tigers, jaguars, and leopards can roar but not purr.
I don't know how
but other cat species can purr.
Yeah, but they can't roar.
Panda
roll? It's one or the other.
I didn't know that. I assumed there was some sort of Venn diagram between.
I think a somersault.
I feel like
it's
maybe the same
panda
thing.
Panda roll, but a panda roll. No, that's very different.
A somersault is like flipping in the air. You're just thinking of a forward roll.
Yeah, but like,
but I feel
that
like they've
name?
Always called it a somersault.
I mean, maybe you can do a
somersault. Look at that kid, the GIF looking one, on the
this
purple
right here,
map.
This idiot.
Yeah, that looks like he's doing what I'm thinking of.
I can't. Is it doing something? Oh, wait.
I feel like the thing where you're in the air is more of a flip.
Here we go.
Than a somersault.
Here we go. Stretch well. Okay,
yeah,
we got
that
guy.
That was like a backflip.
Or
what's he gonna do?
Why is this like four stages? This could
be. It's a WikiHow, Kevin. We're WikiHowing.
Like, do we need this many steps?
No, we don't. We really don't.
So.
We just want to see him do it.
There it is.
Just do it, you idiot. Okay, so.
And a panda roll is like a little bit more.
I would say from my experience looking at this, I would say a panda roll. Is more over your shoulder. It's more of a shoulder roll.
Can you show me a panda roll?
Right now?
Yeah.
Hmm. The Panda Express is just the
Or did you want me to do it?
One and then the other.
One and then the other.
Yeah. I want you to do a panda
here we
roll.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. See? Shoulder.
He's
going over the shoulder.
He's a somersault.
It's a shoulder roll. Look at.
Well,
here's the deal. He's looking to the right and roll. This is how you should roll, by the way. If anyone's out there doing gymnastics, stop. Go smoke a joint, get a cup of coffee, and stop because it's going to stunt your growth.
Do a couple panda rolls.
Do a couple panda rolls. People do. I see this in jiu-jitsu all the time because people don't know how to forward roll and they roll over their neck. It's very dangerous. You have to actually look to the left. Like if you're rolling over this shoulder, you look the opposite way and you roll over this part of yourself.
That's what they teach you in volleyball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pop up.
But look,
they teach you that in judo as well.
And they know this because the pandas, obviously the martial artists of the wild, look how well they panda roll.
Apparently.
You think pandas have a great time until they starve to death?
PD Popoff in the chat says, I learned through RKG that somersaults are a different thing in England.
Huh. All right, can you please look somersault. Up English somersaults?
Apparently, I mean, I have to now. A front flip and a British somersault are the same thing.
Oh, I totally didn't spell somersault correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, yeah,
the British version of a somersault, or English.
British.
Involves, that's more like a flip.
Oh. Like. Oh.
Oh, man.
Just pick one.
I'm going to hit up Gav and see if he can explain
it. Oh, this
to
is
me,
not what,
and we'll
yeah,
do.
This is cool.
Oh! Really
cool.
That's also very cool.
Yeah, see, this is what I think when I think like.
That's a flip.
Holy shit, he did it both ways?
Have you seen the guy that flips, God, what's his name? Dan something? He's like
And he just flips over bars and stuff like that?
Yeah, but he flips and takes off all his clothes.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that
he
one.
Well, I mean, like, he leaves these undies on.
See,
that's
Tim
my favorite.
Tim doesn't understand the power of this show.
Right? Exactly. Stripping with Flips Challenge.
Is this guy? Is this the
Insane
guy?
Insane parkour.
Let's see. No. Can you kill the music? Can you kill? Thank you.
Here we go.
No, this isn't the guy.
This
it's
guy's just
dude.
Having a good time.
I'm not. I wasn't showing it.
This guy's just having a great time.
He's learning how.
Here, I'm gonna go back to the beginning of this video where he just takes his pants off. People, here's the thing about how I know I'm unathletic and lazy and probably gonna die.
Uh-huh.
Because these guys are so athletic that they're bored with flipping 20 feet in the air. They got to take it up to the next level and go, how can we challenge ourselves more?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We'll strip naked midair. See, I'd be like, how do I do any of this stuff that you're doing? How about
how
we start with
I
me
have
just
the
being
brain
able
power
to like
to do any of this?
Do a standing flip.
Yeah. Oh, wait, God, I want to so know cool. what Kevin was talking about.
Yeah, Kevin,
I'm looking for it and I'll put it somewhere.
Okay, while you do that, I'll look up the Lee Polero gave us this next clip. If you can bring this up, Kev, while you're looking for it. Yeah. Let's take a little look at the Bobby. This is Bobcat versus Rattlesnake. Oh, shit.
I've seen this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, why is he doing this? Bobcat, stop.
Bobcat, this is not going to go well for you.
Yeah, there's no sound, Nick, because he's inside of a car.
Oh,
my God.
I got it.
Ooh, I didn't see this part of the video.
Whoa. Ooh. Oh, we got him. Maybe not. That Bobcat's going to die. You gotta bite its head, you stupid cat.
Whoa.
Watching it again. First off.
They're so cute.
How fucking cool looking is a bobcat?
It's so cute.
So cool.
Look at how cool. It looks like
way
a
way cooler than a coyote.
It looks like
way
a lynx.
Cooler.
Like a lynx a little bit. Or
they have cool ears.
Which one was
like a little elephant tail.
Chat, let me know. In Archer, he has a big cat.
He has
named
a lynx.
Bobo. Is it a lynx?
I believe so. You should look up lynx.
Fuck, man. Lynx.
Kevin, people are saying that you might be talking about Damian Walters.
Yes, that's the guy. Nice. Good for you guys. You guys figured it out. Damian
Shout
Walters.
Out to
like
RevShot99. Those are so cool. I like that they have the little cheek fur that goes out like that.
Like this one? They look like they're just...
What was the name of that cat? Because everybody would always like piss on shit, right?
Oh, people are
Bobo.
Saying ocelot.
Remember, because like, it was an ocelot is what... That's what he had. He had an ocelot in Archer.
Oh, you're right.
Because he used to go, Serpentine Bobo, Serpentine, when things were shooting at him. This is great. What is the difference? That's right, because I was trying to remember. I was like, I know it was a Metal Gear connection to what he had, but I couldn't remember what it was. And it wasn't Metal Gear Lynx or
Ocelot.
Solid,
Revolver Ocelot.
Revolver Ocelot, it was,
I also like that these have, like, the little fur on their ears looks like feathers. I think that's very fun.
Look at that, man. People don't know the difference between the Ocelot and the Lynx, but they're about to. No, they're not. What's the guy's name that you said?
Damian Walters. I'm trying to find the video that I was talking about. I think I have it. I'll Slack it to you. Yeah,
God, I can't spell for shit today.
Yeah, what a way to get your kit off. I'll just Slack it to you. Ready?
That's a lot of words.
What a way to get your kit off?
Kit off. God, I don't know. That's just the name
the
of the video.
The prints is so great. Did you Slack it to me?
No, because
there
you were looking it up. There it is, yeah.
I love the word kit. We don't use that here.
What does that mean?
It's like stuff.
Oh.
People usually...
Like
Joey,
gear.
Joey,
like gear.
Joey, prepare yourself.
Oh my
that
gosh.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
That's awesome.
But now let's spend some time just watching Damian Walters.
Here's the thing.
He takes off the
he's already
one
cheated.
Arm
he's
before
already
he jumps.
Yeah, he sure, takes off one arm sure. before he jumps. So I'm going to call bullshit on this because I could do this.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Do we need to go to a gym?
So one arm.
You idiot.
And then the pants, they're just loose pants. This happens to me all the time if
no,
I've like,
but
dehydrated
he also,
myself.
I think it also has to do with like the force momentum to which he's flipping them. Yeah.
That is possible. But I feel like I could kick my pants off with that
did
same
he,
force.
Was that a double backflip right there that
I
he
don't
did?
Know. He's really, really talented.
Have you seen this guy?
Oh,
yeah.
Have you seen this guy before?
No.
I mean, he's on a trampoline, though.
Okay, but like,
okay.
Just, that's what I'm saying.
I think you can just
look up Damian Walters and go to his YouTube and look at any of his. He's got like demo tapes.
I'm just saying this. Listen, I don't want to get into boldface, totally unbacked proclamation territory, but we're going to.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Kevin. Mm-hmm. If you had a runway with a trampoline on it,
never.
I'm pretty sure you could build up enough momentum to get yourself that high into the air. Now, whether or not you could land it without dying is a completely different story. But I think you and me could do this easily.
Here's the thing.
2 weeks of practice.
Nicholas.
Yeah.
Have I never told you what happens to me every single time I go to a jump for fun?
You roll your foot?
Every single time. Yeah. Roll my ankle.
Fran does it too.
Big as a baseball. God. Every single time.
Len RNL in the chat says, didn't he trampoline jump over a house?
He did.
We need to find that video.
I'm telling you, yeah. We should go to Damian Walters' YouTube channel.
Okay, let's go.
Not Adam Walter. Damian.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Someone just uploaded it. That's why it looks like shit.
There we go. Let's take a look. We're definitely not going to get claimed for this.
I mean, maybe.
Whatever. It's Tim's show. I don't care if it gets views.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
I'm joking. I do care. It's
oh,
my
yeah.
Show too.
Jumping over
it's
my house.
Video right there.
Okay. Let's take a look.
I feel like it's a lot. You got to skip through some. Oh, it's only a minute.
It's
19.
Only a minute.
Just a casual afternoon.
Maybe let's kill the music, though.
Swinging on a tree. Just, you know.
Oh, my God.
Casual.
I respect this dude that's got like that little glide cam.
Garage.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Shut the front fucking door. Is
those
he gonna do it off
are
that
so
thing?
Fun.
Is he gonna do it off this thing?
Cool.
This guy is fucking awesome.
I think he does stunt work. Like
that's. I hope so.
We used. Oh my gosh.
Shut up. That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he did the parkour thing after.
Yeah.
Off of it.
Parkour.
I'm telling you, let's spend like 5 minutes looking at other videos of his.
I think they're definitely gonna get claimed, but
no, I doubt it. Right.
We're also very long.
What's the extreme alarm clock?
All right. Damn it, guys.
You were the one that said that Tim doesn't understand this show.
He doesn't. It's true. This is the power of the show. It's getting us claimed. People like to hang out. We're now going for a stroll.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
He just snapped that chair in half.
Yeah, he did. Look at that broken leg.
I think his butt hurts. That was cool. This guy's awesome. Everyone go over to Damian Walters and subscribe to his channel. He is
That's
fucking rad.
That's so cool.
Hours of good
That would get me out of bed every
What's
morning?
It like having like real talent? I wonder.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
Wonder. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're pretty long here. Let's just go right into the chat
and
talk to people for a few minutes. Remember, if you guys are watching this live, thank you so much for all of your support. At this point, we've distilled it to just the hardest of the hardcore people. So if you're watching this live, look under your chair because you have a present. Nothing. You get nothing from us. Just like you've gotten from...
Life is disappointing. You got to be prepared for that shit.
Exactly. We just made you tougher.
This is a lesson.
We just made you tougher. I'm like the anti-Oprah. Oprah is like the yin to my yang.
You just take things away from people?
Yeah. Oprah gives. I take away. I just took an hour and a half of your time. Did we accomplish anything? No. Is the title of this video going to be Kevin Fought a Horse? That time that Kevin fought a horse? Yeah. Is that misleading and clickbaity? I'm asking.
I don't know.
All right, who cares?
Yeah, to be clear, I didn't fight a horse, nor will I ever.
You'll fight a horse, you fucking coward. All right.
You know, I might. I'm not going to put that past me. Sounds like a little adventure, you know?
Let's see. Lexi going in the chat says, hi, Nick. Can't wait to see you try some of Damian Walters' parkour. That's never going to happen. He is way too talented. That is very, very difficult to do. Found milk mommy under my chair, says Robin GL.
Wow.
Jesus, kill
that
it.
That is a gift.
Kill it. That if you find gift. Milk mommy under your chair, you got to kill that thing. Woo. Let's see. Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, can you please invite Andrea to co-host Internet Explorers or be a guest on KFAF? She says she wants you to invite her. No. Next question. Nick, can you share your thoughts on Under the Silver Lake? Also, why were you wearing a Meow Wolf shirt yesterday? It says Captain Video 42. I'll answer that in backward order. The Meow Wolf shirt was a collaboration they did with Achievement Hunter that was they sold at their pop-up store at RTX, and it had an 80s thing on the back, and it was dope.
It's really
and so
cool.
We all got one, which is great. They gave them to us because we are superstars,
we
help push merch. They've said multiple times in private correspondences with us that if it wasn't for us, all of Rooster Teeth would go under. Just all of it. So we are basically the hardened Swedish fish that is holding up their entire structure of their company. That's what they call a callback, Joe.
Wow.
See that callback joke?
Yeah, that was a deep cut. You're on it today.
I'm real good at this. My thoughts on Under the Silver Lake. I really liked that movie. It's on Amazon Prime. Kevin and I had a great conversation about it the other day. It's weird as fuck. It's very much an art film.
Is this the Andrew?
Andrew Garfield. It's an Amazon Studios movie. Came out in theaters, was not well received. It is very fucking weird, and most people that see it don't like it, but I loved it.
I really liked it.
I thought it was really fucking cool. I love the style. It's from the director of It Follows, so if you liked that movie,
it
this
has
is
that same like aesthetic, right?
If you like that movie, it's completely different. Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. It is a. It's very much. It's more like Twin Peaks. Let's put it that way.
Hmm.
So if you want to watch it, here's how I would say you watch it. Get a big bowl of popcorn.
Yep.
Giant bottle of wine.
Okay.
And just go in. Maybe smoke couple.
Okay. Just a couple. Whatever I have.
Just get a little loose.
Okay.
Whatever you find. You open up your cabinet, whatever's in there, crush it up, smoke it.
Okay.
And then watch it. It's a trip. But it's beautifully made. It's beautifully directed.
It's on my
list. I love the music in it as well. And also, I'm a big Riley Keough fan.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
Damn.
Elvis's granddaughter.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Nick is right. It says Nth Day on Caprica. I don't know about what, but you're right. Nick, you on screencast tomorrow? I am not on screencast tomorrow. Sadly, the reason I wasn't in Toronto is because I have a vacation planned this weekend, so I will be gone, unfortunately. Okay, but Kevin and Joey will be holding down screencast. They've been seeing lots of movies. They're going to give you guys their opinion on that. I should be back on screencast next week. That'll be good.
Maybe.
If Kevin allows. Here's what's been happening lately. I want everyone to know this. It doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
It does.
It doesn't hurt my feelings at all. It's just disconcerting when you have your all-star, you have your MVP, and you bench him. Kevin came to me the other day and was like, hey, man, just FYI, I don't need you for a screencast tomorrow. Cool. Walked out of the room.
I actually said that to both you and Tim.
Yeah.
It's just when you have Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle sitting on the bench. On both of those, by the way. Tim's neither of those. You got to use them every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But hadn't you not seen any movies in theaters?
No.
Yeah, some people have really bad movie opinions on top of that. Maybe it's just, you know.
Also, I'm very excited.
Our opinions align where it counts, Kevin.
Sure.
Star Wars.
Robin GL wants to know what the secret stuff that happened on Monday. That was all the Borderlands stuff that we were filming.
Yeah, it was fun. They sounded like they're having a good time.
Hours and hours.
Hours.
And hours.
Maybe too many hours, you know?
Right. Next week's Gamescom. God, I'm so fucking glad I don't have to go to Gamescom anymore.
Come on. Fran
and I were talking about it. I was like, don't go. It's a fucking nightmare. Ugh. All right, everyone. That is it for this show. Thank you guys so much if you're watching this live. If you're not watching live and you're listening to this on podcast services, please remember to rate us, give us a good rating, and make sure you subscribe to that channel so you can hear our voices every day. We make 400 podcasts a week, so we can literally fill every hour of your day if you do it. That's our goal, by the way, is to be able to fill 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with just this sound. Oh, yeah.
No, we're in your ear. Stop. Earbuds. You're in my ear.
We're in your ear canals.
Stop
we're
it.
Not leaving. We're like vertigo.
You don't have permission to do this.
Yeah, it's not a permission thing. You're in public,
dude.
And I can take a picture of you if I want
to
take a picture.
To do that.
Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, thanks so much. If you made it this long, you guys are awesome. Please subscribe to this channel and leave a comment in the comments below with your favorite clip from today. Or if you want to be a patron, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunnybag is there. I have no idea how they get fun clips for this show. I assume it's either Patreon or Twitter.
There's a form that you fill out
I
post every month.
Is
and then.
Is it a Patreon thing? Oh, it is Patreon.
Yeah.
Great. So go over back us on Patreon so you guys can give us some fun clips and help us do our job correctly. Until next week, keep... Joe, thanks so much for joining us. Kev, great job today. Yeah. Barrett, he's gone. It's fine. Thanks,
remember,
Barrett.
If you enjoyed today's show, send a picture of your belly button to Barrett.
Are we doing that?
Yeah, for Games Daily.
Oh, that's great.
Stop it!
That's great. CC Tim on that, too. He won't know.
Ready but, for yours?
What's that? You want to see my belly button?
No.
I'll send it. I'll show Barrett up close my belly button IRL. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Keep scrolling.